You're listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org, and the audio is looking good. I'm going to put myself up just a little bit so I don't have to talk as loud.
Yeah. You don't have to talk too much, but shit.
This is you. Right now you're Shahi.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, broadcasting is mad weird. Like, do you have to type anymore? Or?
Type?
Yeah, like that.
This is just my plan for the show. I'm mainly going to probably do a music show.
Today? What are you going to put on?
Well, I'll just scroll through whatever comes on. Probably random.
We'll probably put like Ice Cube. Like they probably haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah, for sure.
So they, I mean, I'll put that on personally. 1991. Yeah, that was like. Yeah, that's when the first. That's
the only thing is, since we're broadcasting,
you always wanted to be from, a great singer.
We're funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, so we can't use curse words. It's not our policy. It's theirs.
That shit's dumb. I wish you could do that, bro. I mean, Ice Cube doesn't really curse a lot.
Hello. With this song. Hello. All right, this is Good Distance.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm also going to get some.
Another 24? I got it.
Hey, yo. You see that fucking ad? No, the ad.
Nigga, what the fuck?
Don't be racist.
Nigga, what?
Nigga, what?
Oh, I have a whole playlist of shit posts.
That shit's funny. Nigga, what? Don't be racist. I'm a building. Oh, shit. I think I'm dying now.
Where is it?
Don't be racist. Don't. I'm a building.
Library.
Oh, shit. I'm gonna strap this. You know where your playlist is at?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, right there.
Then I go.
Bro, this is all in your shit post.
Now, yes.
Nigger. Nigga, what the fuck?
Literally just shit posts.
That nigga cute. I would kiss her. But I would die. You're a nigger. Damn. Anyway, what?
My sense of humor is broken. Why did that make me laugh?
That's crazy.
I'm semi, I stay automatic. Money add and multiply. I call it math for
mathematics. Bro, that's what
you... I tried it again at Krispy Kreme.
Quit you, queen. Damn!
Alright, shut up. You shut up. That's why your shoes raggedy.
That's why your mama dead. Dead as hell.
I would never take that. Kanye West.
Oh, I fucking love this one.
Daddy West. Oh, yeah. I like this guy. This guy's cool.
Yo! What you doing, man? What you doing, man?
Yeah, I'd like to solve the puzzle. What is 19?
Uh-oh.
What
stinky.
Is happening?
Stinky. Stinky.
Right, I gotta get ready.
Gotta get ready.
I'll be right back.
You have some shady alright.
Alright. Sorry, I think if you're not doing radio, I'm gonna have to kick you out. Aren't you leaving somewhere in 10 minutes?
No, I'm gonna leave till like probably like 50 minutes. I got mad time.
You wanna do radio?
Yeah.
All right, bet.
Oh yeah, my phone. Damn chair. Like the number 24, I got a drop top. Another 24.
Don't be racist. I am a building. Hey, guess what, too?
What?
I talked to Kai, you're getting a gift card for it. He doesn't have any right now, but he said he'll give it to you next week.
Where? 5 minutes, right?
5:53, 7 exactly, but I rounded down. Alright. I'm gonna bring us into the song. And before I do bring you in, I'm gonna do the whole thing.
Yeah.
I have to play the daily news here.
Yeah.
Yep, still no today news. Only yesterday's.
Yesterday's?
Well, I'm gonna just play yesterday's because we don't have today's. I'm supposed
to play yesterday's?
Yeah.
So what should I say? Your memes is crazy.
I know.
I don't know what to say.
Groany moany, sneaky peeky has a face called goggle nervy blob.
What? What? I don't know what to say. Should I just introduce myself and that's it?
Yeah.
Groany.
And we could also. Bring up some. Bring this back up.
Do that?
Yeah, we could talk about these.
This is your brain when you're struggling to focus. And this is your brain when you're in the zone. But getting in the zone and staying there, that feels more like luck.
I don't know
than
what to say, though.
Control.
That's like.
So that's why we made brain.
So we were just like, should I just say, like, introduce myself and then, like, I could stop talking?
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay.
You don't have to say much if you don't want to. You can speak a lot if you want to. It's really up to you. I like to just forget I'm on air and just have a natural conversation. But just only thing you got to remember is no cursing.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to remember that.
I'm out of my coffee. I'm going to get some water and pee.
It's Verbal Ace Beatboxer from outer space. I just want to say thank you so much for supporting my channel. Before we begin with this episode, make sure you click that subscribe button and turn on that notification bell so you'll be the first to know when I post some brand new videos. Thanks again, and please enjoy this new episode of Cartoon Beatbox Battles. Battle. Oh, that's right. It's time for another exciting round of the Cartoon Beatbox Battles. Last time on Cartoon Beatbox Battles, we had a musical showdown between the two vigilantes, Batman and the Black Panther. Batman's performance caused me to have a headache. In a good way, from all the headbanging, fire-making, smack-talking, and beatboxing, he proved that he was not only a master detective, but a master performer. But Black Panther's performance was smooth when he danced and beatboxed to his remix of Smooth Criminal. While trash-talking his opponent and adding backup vocals from the Dora Milaje, Black Panther showed us all how Wakanda likes to party. You guys voted, and Black Panther will be going on to the next round.
Wakanda forever.
Batman forever.
Wakanda forever. Today's battle is going to be another scary one because both of these guys are scarier than my sixth grade teacher. In this corner, weighing an astonishing 985 pounds and a height of 6'7", he's destroyed 784 planets, has a golden gauntlet which grants him godlike powers, and is on a personal mission to balance the universe, which I didn't know needed balancing. He is the Dark Lord, the Mad Titan. Today we have Thanos!
What's wrong, boy? Scared?
Yeah?
Don't worry. Today I focus on different prey.
Alright, in that corner, weighing a ridiculous 1,815 pounds and a height of 8'9", born a god with immortality, he has superhuman strength, can shoot omega beams out of his eyes, and is on a quest to conquer the entire universe. Now I'm a little more nervous that he's here. He is the god of evil, lord of apocalypse. Today we have Darkseid!
So you're the famous Thanos. And I'm sorry I never heard of you. Oh, you'll remember me after I beat you and take that gauntlet. I would love to see you try.
Guys, you know, this is just supposed to be a beatbox battle, right?
Uh-huh. Whatever you prefer.
Well, my
friend has been blowing up my phone after I say I'm done for broadcasting. Yeah, we gotta start it, right? Yep. Alright, so, let me see. Nobody can hear us. Oh, wait. Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. But today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanted to find it. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dough. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light. Looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight. And everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she can fuck all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week, around and got a triple-double. Freaking niggas every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good. Showers. Didn't even get no static from the cowards. Cause just yesterday, them booze tried to blast me. Saw the police and they rolled right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a jigging direction as I ran the intersection. Went to Show Dog's house, they was watching you on TV raps. What's the haps on the cracks? Shake them up, shake them up, shake them up, shake them. Roll them in a circle, let us dig in and watch me break them with the 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven, 7 even backed old Little Joe. I picked up the cash flow, then we played bones, and I'm yelling domino. Plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Left my chicken's house paid. Trying to talk since the 12th grade. It's ironic. I had the boo, she had the pin out. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. I felt on the big fat ass. Pulled out the jammy and was the bush candy. And my runs deep, so deep, so deep. Put her out of sleep. Woke her up around 1. She didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the top gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion. Hit the wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly
dreams didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for a murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it red ice cubes of pimp. Drunk as hell, ain't no throwing up. Halfway home, and my pager still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. I'm your host today, DJ Cola, and I am joined by a very special guest,
aka JB.
And today, we got a great show for you. We're going to be going through some nice beatboxing talents, some rapping talents. We got some music picked out by yours truly. Want to say it one more time?
Aka JB.
And we will be right back after the news and weather.
Times Union, then on from the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Joshua Solomon reports into Times Union that on September 20th, Governor Kathy Hochul signed a bill that allows any New Yorker to cast their vote by mail. Hochul said, and I quote, "It's finally time to allow people to vote by mail. Why not? What is so sinister? Why would this be attacked? What are you afraid of?" End quote. Representative Elise Stefanik leads a Republican lawsuit filed in the state Supreme Court of Albany September 20th against the measure. The lawsuit says the state's constitution only allows absentee voting in cases of not being in your registered county on election day or an illness or disability. Stefanik said, and I quote, "Kathy Hochul and extreme New York Democrats are trying to destroy what is left of election integrity in New York," end quote. But Hochul framed the issue differently, saying, and I quote, "There's a more sinister slow-motion insurrection going on, a little more under the surface, perhaps, than what we saw on January 6th. It's happening quietly in Republican legislatures all across the country. They're stripping away these rights. They're doing the exact opposite of what needs to happen," end quote. Voting by mail was used nationally throughout COVID-19 pandemic with few reports of any problems. The bill Hochul signed also expands same-day voter registration and requires officials at prisons to provide voting rights information when prisoners are released from incarceration. The new law also creates a penalty if an electoral college elector votes against the will of the people. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Andrea Merkel reports for Porcupine Soup that New York State Senator Michelle Henchy is definitely opposing Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation's proposal to add another dollar a day in cost to gas and electricity customers' bills. In a letter submitted to the Public Service Commission, which will approve or deny the price hike, Henchy said, and I quote, "Central Hudson should not be considered for a rate increase, especially while it's actively under investigation by the PSC for ongoing bill malfunctions. Attempting to resolve their shortcomings by burdening customers with higher rates is an unjust and unacceptable approach," end quote. Joe Halley, Vice President of Regulatory Affairs for Central Hudson, has said, and I quote, "We believe that this proposed rate plan is essential to address our infrastructure needs, recover from the impacts of COVID-19, and ensure that we can respond effectively to extreme weather events which are occurring more frequently," end quote. The Public Service Commission is also investigating Central Hudson for bill practices the last several years. Henchy said, And I quote, Hudson Valley residents still today face issues with inaccurate and inflated bills, large automatic withdrawals from their savings accounts after not receiving bills for many months, unclear and confusing bills, and others receiving multiple bills in 1 month. Until Central Hudson has resolved these issues with its billing system, a rate increase should not be an option on the table. End quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. New York State of Politics reports that Governor Kathy Hochul moved the state's presidential primary to April 2nd this year. No matter the date picked, it would likely conflict with a coming court date for the current leading Republican running for president, Donald Trump. A hush money criminal case could be going on in Manhattan, an election stealing case could be on in Georgia, and there are also two federal cases against the former president and two civil trials in New York. The Manhattan trial currently is scheduled to begin on March 25th. None of the other candidates for president face court dates that might conflict with their campaign schedule. And you can read the full story at New York State Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Big DOA. Ka, 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 ka. Like, ka, ka, ka. This on my ass, about everything that I ain't tapping no more. Feel the way you get cut, don't do some rock on me. Tryna talk, got a that's tough. Like, he ain't going nowhere, I'm wherever he run. I'm a GBG baby, so till it's done. And I love it, you fun, I'ma turn on the outside, no security, it's just me and my. I'm the king of New York and I'm still outside making them run. That's what I want. Scuffed out in the Cardi, Cardi. No hobby. I like my gangs, I don't like them Barbie. They get active like Ricky and Marty. Tap your head. Rock got clapped, now he in the Molly. Bow, bow. And I'm tough on myself, no, I don't need an army. Go, go. See the line, so I'm packing the. Feeling the pressure, I'm. V210, now I'm whacking the whip. Keep that up, but I'm faster with it. It get nasty, now you. So do that, I get active with it. Bow, bow. This on my ass. Oh, everything dead, I ain't tapping them up. Feel the way you get caught. Go, don't do some rock on me. Gotta talk, gotta that's tough. Like, he ain't going nowhere. I'm wherever he run. You gon' bow. I'm a GBG baby, so till it's done. And I love it. You run, I'ma turn on the. Outside, no security. It's just me and my. I'm the king of New York, and I'm still outside making them run. That's what I want.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre Catskill Hudson, and on the Wavefront website, wavefront.org. I'm your host today, DJ Cola, and I am joined by a special guest,
aka JB.
And today, we got a great show. We're going to watch some cartoon beatbox battles, and we're also going to talk about the school district, because we've talked about our opinions on school before, but, you know, let's get an opinion on the youth in school. You know, let's hear it from somebody who's going through the system right now, because everybody's voice matters, including the youth. So I just wanted to say, if you do want to give us your own input, if you disagree, if you agree, just make sure to do it respectfully at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. ourtownourtruth, and R as in O-U-R, because it's just as much your show as it is ours. So what is your overall, in one word, if you could describe your experience with school, how would it be?
Fun.
Fun.
Yes.
I'm very glad, you know, a lot of people would have a negative perception. You want to talk about what parts you find fun?
Definitely recess, PE, we do fun games like soccer.
Yeah.
Recess, very fun. Football, soccer, wiffle ball, and yeah, that's it.
So yeah, you like the extracurricular activities.
Yes.
Would you say you have learned anything that would be useful in real life?
Not really.
What have you been spending time learning?
Mostly math. Math is one of my top kind of perspectives.
Algebra?
Not really. No. Algebra is not my thing, but...
So, the math you're taking, is it like unit rates, proportionality?
Yeah, like integers and everything like that.
Yeah.
Like
slope yet?
Nah.
Okay.
I don't think we ever did that yet.
So, if you could pick one thing they would actually teach you for life, whether it be finding a job, like, what's something that you're kind of in the dark on because adults don't really realize that kids need it?
Oh, it's kind of hard to say, but just do your best. Just do your best. If you don't try, just do your best. Listen to your parents' words.
I like that. That's super wise. Hearing that from youth really just gives us some inspiration for the next generation, because sometimes looking at some people, I'm not talking about you.
Yeah.
But some people looking at our youth, it's like, whew, you know, this might be. And then there's some people like you who are looking at it and you're like, you know, sometimes it will be good.
It'll be hard and good sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. And on the hourly weather forecast today, since there was no news audio for me to play,
sad.
I just want to say, today we're looking at a 68 degrees, partly cloudy, feels like 68 too, so you know, you're feeling like the actual temperature. You got some winds coming from the southeast at 3 miles per hour, 60% humidity, a UV index, 0 out of 11, cloud cover, you got 37%, I don't know what, yeah, so partly cloudy, not really though. No rain so far, and it's looking like it's not gonna rain tonight or tomorrow.
Until 11 a.m.
Tomorrow. We're looking at a slight chance of rain, and if it doesn't start at 11 a.m., it's gonna probably start a little bit later. But besides that, you're looking at a high of 59 and a low of 54. You're gonna have a few showers, and it's gonna be kind of like that on Sunday, too. Some showers, a chance, you know, you might get lucky. It's gonna be windy. We're finally really getting into fall, so you're gonna wanna pack a sweater. It's gonna have a high of, it's looking like 63 at 2 p.m. And that is the weather for today. But yeah, without further ado, we're gonna play into some content that the our guest has picked out for us. And this is Clean, I believe, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, talking and guys, it's Verbal Ace, beatboxer from
outer
space.
Him introduce it.
I just want to say thank you so much for supporting my channel. Before we begin with this episode, make sure you click that subscribe button and turn on that notification bell so you'll be the first to know when I post some brand new videos. Thanks again.
I am going to give a shout out to his channel, Verbal Ace, V-E-R-B-A-L-A-S-E. Because, you know, you gotta give a shout out to the original content creator. Because they're super creative. Yeah, you wanna give your thoughts?
And he's very good at beatbox.
Yeah.
He's been doing this for years.
Oh, that's right.
So, when did you find his channel?
I found this probably a while ago, probably like 2020, about COVID time, about vaccine.
Yeah, I feel you. During COVID, there's not much to do, so I was kind of on my arc of finding stuff too. I get you. What are some of your favorites?
As the beatbox channels.
Yeah.
Dark Side vs. Thanos, mostly one of the best. Black Panther and Batman.
Okay. And you want to give a description for anybody who doesn't know exactly what the content is?
So this is a content of this guy making beatbox battles of different characters like Batman, Thanos, Darkseid, Black Panther, Groot, Patrick.
So you just got the whole side of content. You know, I got something for you. I don't think I showed you this yet, so we're gonna get your live reaction. In this corner, weighing in a star while there, 985 pounds, and oh my god, imagine weighing that much.
Weighing that much is a little bit too, I'm not going to be rude to the people, but
outlet, which grants him
not much.
No, but like being that tall too. Like you're 8 feet though. Like imagine being 8 feet and like 900 pounds. Like just being like being like a giant, literal giant, like Darkseid.
Yeah.
Like he's fictionally big. Like a literal titan. Pun unintended.
It's mostly like it's like mostly Thanos too. Like he's not. He's big, but he don't weigh too much, but he's big. He can create mostly, he can throw worlds and galaxies. And
So these are literally two giants. They're like 8 feet.
Yeah, Thanos is
That's 8 foot crazy. Oh, we got an ad. No free advertisements. Right. You gotta pay.
The mental health. Gotta pay for that.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do that. And a
height of 8 foot 9 inches. Yeah.
Like, 8 foot 9 is crazy.
Imagine being like over like 1,500 pound giant, 9 feet tall, walking around. I'm a little more nervous that he's here. He is the god. What we got here too today we have is a wheel of fictional characters, and we can see who would win in a fight out of all of this. And we got people like Goku, Vegeta. We got people like Thanos. We got Ben 10, Mario, Mega Man, stuff like that.
Do you want to start it?
Yeah, do you want to do that, or do we want to we can have this playing as like some background music.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. So since they have their verses, we're gonna have that. We're gonna skip to the beatboxing itself because it is some real nice.
Yeah.
Oh, this is perfect intense music for a battle.
Yes. Big time.
So. Spinny, spin, spin.
Spinny.
You got that nice spin sound? And would you like to announce who the first person is fighting?
Superman.
Ooh. Superman. It's going to be tough for his opponent. I don't know. We got people like
Superman
Thor.
Versus. Ant-Man? Obviously, Ant-Man got the tallest because he has this thing that he can make him tall and big. But Superman has flying abilities and he's very strong. So I would believe Superman would probably win this fight.
Yeah, I think Superman wins too. I think the only way Ant-Man wins, if he goes so tiny, Superman can't get him and like maybe went inside of his nose and then like expanded.
Yeah.
But nah, Superman wins. And we also have.
Shut up. You have Goku here?
We do got Goku. Wow, I almost wanted to give us Superman again.
Who's this?
So, Ditto, I'm gonna introduce you. You know Pokemon, right?
Yeah, I'm not really a Pokemon guy, but.
Yeah. So, the strongest Pokemon, he can just transform into them. So, think of the strongest Pokemon you know. We could use that instead.
Charizard.
So, we got.
Like mostly the most iconic Pikachu.
And what's good is Ditto can transform into Charizard, so that's a Charizard versus.
Batman?
Ooh, that's a good fight.
It is?
I want to hear your opinion. Yeah, who do you think would win, Charizard or Batman?
Charizard got fire breathing, and Batman got. It's hard to say, but. He has a grappler and. Let's see, he got a lot of more stuff. And, like, you can't really see him through the darkness because he has a lot of... He has a black mask and...
I feel like his suit would be fire-resistant, no?
Personally, I don't know. But as Charizard, he is big and he can fly, so...
Yeah, his suit is strongly resistant to fire.
So probably...
Batman can't fly.
Batman's the only thing that's the one problem with Batman. He can't fly.
Let's be honest. If Batman was a Pokemon, he can't fly. He'd be like a fighting type. He'd be a fighting
type. He's a fighting mostly person, so I would go with Batman, though.
But the thing is, fighting is weak to flying types in Pokemon.
Yeah, but there's a lot of, like...
Yeah, I think Batman
would win. I feel like Batman would win because, like, just to let you know, the Pokemon character can turn into anything, so... Pikachu, or anything like that.
Yeah, any of the Pokemon.
But Batman.
I feel like he could catch it, literally.
He could.
In Pokemon, you catch it. Batman's super smart. He could probably use that knowledge.
I want to see the Flash in here.
So I think what would happen... Oh, yeah, Flash is in here. You want to just say the Flash and then spin who he's fighting?
No.
Okay.
That's kind of... No. Sonic. Okay, Sonic. He's short, but he's fast.
Yeah, he's fast.
He's short, but he's fast.
Oh, you know what would be cool if we got Sonic versus Flash?
That would have been cool. Kung Fu Panda? Obviously Sonic.
You think so?
Personally, for me, he got the speed. So if Kung Fu Panda tries to hit him, obviously. And Goku had, I mean, not Goku. Sonic has his, I don't know what to call it, but he has this power where, like, he's very fast.
Supersonic,
and he's very strong at the point.
Yeah.
So I feel like Kung Fu Panda will lose to Sonic.
Take a second to show you Kung Fu Panda. They both got a transformation.
Yeah, but Kung Fu Panda is very big, but Kung Fu Panda is strong at the same time.
Yeah, that's the thing. It kind of reflects attacks. I want to show you.
But Sonic got the more speed, so he won't be able to hit him like that.
I want to show you the Dragon Warrior scene where he, it's like he goes Super Saiyan 2, so I just wanted to show you.
Oh, if you're saying about Super Saiyan 2, then obviously Kung Fu Panda would obviously win that.
Perfectly.
It's not exactly Super Saiyan, but you know how Sonic kind of goes Super Saiyan in one of his forms?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
I don't know, man. That's a hard one. Am I the son of a panda? Bro, what? This first intro is crazy. Teacher?
Turns out. I'm all of them.
Bro summons a dragon.
Oh, so it's kind of like Dragon Ball Z because he can summon a dragon.
He kind of like Dragon Ball Z. He's flying too. He's unlocked flight like Dragon Ball Z.
Oh.
So.
I don't know. That's a
close Sonic one. Can't fly.
Sonic can run though. Oh
he
yeah.
He can probably run on air.
It's Ooh. Hard. It's hard between that.
Yeah. Look at that, though. He going fast, too. I don't know.
I think Kung Fu Panda won this one. If it's just the original Kung Fu Panda, then obviously Sonic winning that, but this kind of Kung Fu Panda... Oh, yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel Kung Fu Panda.
But what about... See, I'm on both sides here equally, because I want to hear the youth's voices, but you got this, too.
Yeah, I don't see the full video of him, like, he's, like, going, like, Goku kind of. Like.
Yeah. You want to see it?
Yeah.
Okay. I got you. So, for those of you who can't see, you want to give a visual description of what was just happening.
So, this guy, it's, like, his name is Eggman, but it's not really his actual name, but his nickname is called Eggman, and, he didn't kill Sonic, but Sonic kind of didn't wake up. And then he turns, like, kind of Super Saiyan because... And then he fights the guy. And he can knock out the robot because how small he is. Mm-hmm. But
he can fly, and he's fighting against a giant robot. See, that's pretty tough.
See, and he just stopped it with one hand. Like, that's so obviously...
He can stop a giant robot with one hand. So do you think he could... That's a giant robot. That's bigger than the dragon. He could probably stop the dragon with one hand.
I don't know. That's hard. I think... If you're talking about, like, the Super Sonic, but I feel like, I don't know, that's a hard one.
Right? So you want to go into one more before we play a song and get into the news update?
Yes.
All right. For you, those of you listening at home, one more time, I'm going to tell you while I spin the wheel. 3, 2, 1. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. I beat the wheel. Let's go. And we got Naruto.
Naruto.
You know Naruto?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
He's cool.
Naruto versus...
Naruto.
Naruto.
Yes.
My bad. I mispronounce things a lot.
It's all right. Darth Vader.
I'm going to ask you. You can be the decider of this. Does Darth Vader has his troops? Does he have stormtroopers?
I mean, it would if it had Darth Vader with... And stormtroopers, then yes, but without it, then it's just Darth Vader.
Okay, so we just got Darth Vader. I want to hear your thoughts.
Darth Vader got the Force, and he can probably choke you with his hands by the Force. But Naruto has the quickness, and he is very fast, and he can teleport, so he won't be, you know, he doesn't know where Naruto is going to go exactly. He can go behind him, in front of him, and And he's Naruto's very strong.
Yeah. I think Naruto can also win this.
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah.
So with that being said, I'm going to go into a list, and I'm going to let you pick out a song for everybody to listen to, if you know any of these. If not, we can go into some other playlists.
Let's see.
Big playlist.
All right, we can do that then.
First song you see that you want.
There's some hard ones. Got some nice ones here, though. I can't believe that Minecraft.
Yep, some background music. That's the thing about this show, is if you want to take over, I'm going to say this live to you, this might potentially be the next host of Clubhouse Radio. And for those of you listening at home, you want to explain what Clubhouse is?
Clubhouse is a very fun thing to go. They talk about what happens, or you tell them what happens and what's going on with your life or anything like that. It's a clubhouse where you go watch TV, free food, free snacks, or anything you want. Clubhouse is a very fun place to go.
You heard it here first, folks. So Clubhouse is located on 455 Main Street in Catskill. We also have a location in Hudson on 11 Warren Street. And one more time, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And I'm going to play you into the news update.
WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that at an online public hearing September 20th, local citizens were united against proposed rate increases from Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp. Melanie Crouch of Hyde Park, who is disabled, said, and I quote, "If these gas rates happen, I have nowhere else to cut," end quote. Pat Pelicano had a different complaint, saying, and I quote, "My bills are delayed for months," end quote. Rosemary DeCruz of Poughkeepsie said, and I quote, "We should not be rewarding a company that can't do the bare minimum of giving an accurate bill," end quote. Central Hudson wants a one-year 16% jump in delivery rate for electricity and 19% for gas. They say that would add $1 a day to the typical electric customer and $1 a day to natural gas customers. The Public Service Commission has promised in-person hearings on the rate hikes, but none have been scheduled at this time. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Deanna Garcia reports in New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul was crowing September 20th about the Biden administration's announcement that it was granting temporary protective status to expedite work permits for hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans who are already in the country. Hochul said it is, and I quote, "an important first step," end quote, for her request to get expedited work status for all migrants. And I quote, "We have all been working so hard to persuade the White House that these individuals who came to this country and are living in New York City shelters don't have to. They came here to work," end quote. Right now, migrants can't work in the U.S. for 180 days, but Hochul wants that number reduced to 30. Hochul said, and I quote, "We have to have more workers, and this is going to be a very, very positive development for our state's economy, for these individuals, and our desire to start not opening more shelters, but starting to shut down shelters," end quote. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. Michael Mahan reports for News 10 that Hudson police officials launched a widespread search for missing resident Robert Coons on September 21st. Coons was first reported missing on July 13th and was last seen on July 9th at around 10:30 a.m. The search includes Hudson Police, the New York State Police, Columbia County Sheriff's Office, New York State Forest Rangers, Amtrak police personnel, canines, and aviation units. Anyone with information about Coons' whereabouts should call 518-828-9900. Read more about this story at the News 10 website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button. to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Dear God, please hear me out. I know it's been a couple years since I've reached out and said hello. I bet you're wondering why I keep obsessing on and stressing all the little things when I should be living life and soaking up the memory. I know I've been selfish. I have no excuse to give you, it's true. Hanging by a thread's how I live. I don't know why, but I feel more comfortable living in my agony, watching my self-esteem go up in flames, acting like I don't care what anyone else thinks, when I know truthfully that that's the furthest thing from how I feel. But I'm too proud to open up and ask you to pick me up and pull me out this hole I'm trapped in. The truth is I need help, but I just can't imagine who I'd be if I was happy. Yeah, been this way so long, it feels like something's off when I'm not depressed. I got some issues that I won't address. I got some baggage I ain't open yet. I got some demons I should put to rest. I got some traumas that I can't forget. I got some phone calls I've been avoiding. Some family members I don't really connect with. Some things I said I wish I wouldn't not let slip. Some hurtful words that never should have left my lips. Some bridges burned, I'm not ready to rebuild yet. Some insecurities I haven't dealt with yet. I'll be the first to admit that I'm a lonely soul, and the last to admit I need a hand to hold. Losing hope, headed down a dangerous road. Strange, I know, but I feel most at home when I'm living in my agony, watching my self-esteem go up in flames, acting like I don't care what anyone else thinks, when I know truthfully that that's the furthest thing from how I feel. But I'm too proud to open up and ask you and pull me out this hole I'm trapped in. The truth is I need help, but I just can't imagine who I'd be if I was happy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre Catskill Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. I am your host today, DJ Cola, and I am joined with...
A.K.A. JB.
And we are living life today. We're living good. We were just playing some Dark Side vs. Thanos cartoon beatbox battles. We were talking about school a little bit, and I'm going to have to ask you, how's being on radio so far?
Feels good. It gets scary at the first part, because talking to everybody, it gets you a little shaky.
Yeah, for sure.
Kind of, like, it feels embarrassing talking to everybody if you mess up or anything like that. But, like, when you get used to it...
Yeah, right? Isn't it kind of fun? So, would you like to go to the fictional character wheel? That's one of our options. We can do anything you would like, if you have any ideas, too.
It's up to you. You're the host.
Okay, so we are going to spin the wheel, and we're going to get some background music, too. What's another really good cartoon beatbox battle you'd like?
Black Panther and Batman.
Black Panther versus Batman. So, since this is a good matching up theme, I'm going to explain what both of those are real quick. Or, you know what? Actually, I'm going to let our guest explain what both of them are. So, first, we're going to explain this lovely creator's content. His name is Verbal Ace. This is picked out by our guest. Verbal Ace, as in V-E-R-B-A-L-A-S-E. and he is on YouTube, and he does
beatbox battles.
So he just picks a bunch of different characters from a bunch of different franchises. And today, he has
Black Panther versus Batman.
So we're going to listen to it a little bit coming in.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another exciting round of the Cartoon Beatbox Battles.
And since they picked out our matchup, we got Black Panther versus Batman. Who do you think would win in a fight?
In a fight, personally, I was thinking Black Panther because...
Me too.
He has this thing where he can protect his body from injured or anything. And he can climb a wall.
Yeah. You know how, like... I'm going to try to explain this. I'm going to try to explain one of his powers. You know how you can move your body around, right?
Yeah.
And, like, you know how sometimes some parts of your body you can't move. Like, your back, you can't really, like, move the middle of it. He has heightened ability to move any part of his body. Like, he can move any part.
And he can, like, itch his back. I also want to thank without having to do this or... For bringing me my chimichangas.
So yeah, we're just gonna, I'm gonna have you explain what's going on here for the content, since they can't see.
Okay. You want me to do it to Deadpool? Too easy. I'll show you too easy. And here we go
again. Please stand by.
sorry about that. We had a little,
and while that's going, we're gonna have that. Today's battle is between another nice two characters beatboxing with a lot of similarities. They're both skilled in multiple styles of martial arts. Okay. They both have a secret high-tech base. Yeah, go for it.
They have a lot of money, and they're gonna hook a brother up.
Okay. I don't think so. Oh, yeah.
In this corner, weighing 185 pounds. And
so, this is Black Panther, 185 pounds, 6 foot. He has speed and strength. Momentum of any
impact. He can take bullets.
He can take bullets to his chest, his back, anywhere. It'll be overprotected. Wakanda forever. R.I.P.
I don't think I could say T'Challa. In this corner, weighing 210 pounds T'Challa. And a height of 6 foot 2
this
inches.
This is Batman, 210 pounds, 6 foot 2. Because
they're both built. Oh my God.
Do I have to read all this? you can't hide because he's a master detective with
over 10
styles of martial arts training. He strikes fear into all those who oppose him. He is vengeance. He is the knight. He is Batman.
What? You're too dramatic. You're not dramatic enough. I don't need to be.
But I'm going to be by starting the battle. Are you guys ready? Beatbox!
So now
beatbox battle!
Into it.
So Black Panther is, I'm not gonna spoil it, but you're going he's gonna first. Do, Usually he's gonna roast the king. Batman, okay, and he's gonna like go. Do like in some Michael
three,
Jackson,
two,
okay.
One of his songs.
Go!
In Wakanda, they know how to party. In Wakanda.
If you're just tuning in, this is Clubhouse Radio broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre Catskill Hudson. I am your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with a guest,
aka JP.
And he picked out some cartoon beatbox battles where there's fictional characters that get in like a rap battle, but it's beatboxing.
Yep, and he's doing a Michael Jackson move.
Ooh, Annie, are you okay? Little background. What is Batman? What is Batman? And you make the people suffer from the bad life because they can't dive. Are we bringing little bad toys? What is that? You have the foresight of watching this. Who do you think does better?
As a fight?
Just in the rap battle, the beatbox battle.
Well, we gotta wait till Batman goes too.
Okay. So,
I did watch this a million times though.
We're gonna have him in the background. And would you like to describe this?
This is the spin wheel of characters, fictional characters, like somebody versus somebody in a fight.
Yeah, and we spin the wheel. We got a bunch of characters from DC to animes to Marvel to cartoons. So, I'm gonna let you press the button.
That sounded
this one
amazing.
Right here.
It was too soft. It's either go hard or go home.
You're so, the one going home today. It's a little hard to hear. It's spinning.
Never mind, Batman. Never
and
mind.
We have.
But if you want to get some vengeance, you can do it now in 3, 2,
every
1.
Serial mascot. So we got people like Lucky Charms. All the serial mascots. You got Tony the Tiger. You got to fight the entire tiger. So, you know, fictional characters include marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Not. Ooh. Batman's coming in. Let's take a second to go into this. You want to describe what's going on to our audience?
Mm-hmm. So, Batman is, dissing, Black Panther, and he's talking about him, like, cat toys, because it's Black Panther, and he kind of, like, his ears and his nails are, like, kind of, like, our cat, like a cat.
That's fire, and I want to add, he is getting some rapping in here. Not only is he beatboxing, this person is super talented.
I don't know how he does it. I'm about to make you a piece of poop and about to be a
real loose. Just can't know how to really be. And this is something our youth picked out for us to listen to. Battle you within your box to fight. Now you wanna try to battle me, huh? You better bring your little batteries, cause I'm about to put you in my bag bin with your friends. Optimus Prime versus every serial mascot.
Optimus Prime.
You really think so?
I don't know.
Oh, would you like to describe who has joined us?
Robin!
We're doing some multitasking here. We're gonna keep this in the background. We're gonna turn this down a little bit.
Yep.
And we're gonna move to the wheel so we can talk about this a little more. So, the wheel of fictional characters, he explained it. I'll get a little bit more into it. It's a spinny-spin wheel. You're gonna hear the sound of a spin. And it picks a random character from fiction, whether it be SpongeBob, whether it be Batman, whether it be Superman, whether it be Goku.
Or any of your favorite characters.
And we're gonna see who would win in a fight.
You put Vegeta?
We got... Ooh!
Joker.
We got the Joker.
The Joker is the first victim.
The victim?
Not victim.
No, he might be a victim depending on who he fights. If he gets Batman, he's going to be a victim. Let's be honest.
Yes.
Let's see. So we have Joker. It's spinning.
Mike Tyson.
Mike I guess Tyson? Not all of them are fictional. So I want to hear your thoughts. Who would win, Joker or Mike Tyson?
If you're talking about a boxing ring...
How do you think they fight? What's the most likely situation Mike Tyson and Joker fight? Let's say it's on the street. Joker
on the street?
It's on the street. Joker is robbing Mike Tyson's cousin, and Mike Tyson comes in to help. That's the angle we're going.
Mike Tyson, so it's kind of like his pet pigeon. Like, his pet pigeon died, and he got angry. So, like, in the next fight, he kind of knocked out his opponent in the first round. So I feel like it's between hard because if Joker has weapons, if we count weapons, we're not.
It's on the street, so he probably does. But Mike Tyson could have weapons too.
Well, Mike Tyson uses his fist because he's very strong.
Mike Tyson does have a quote, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face.
Yes, and Mike Tyson,
even
he's
if Joker
quick.
Did have a weapon... He's not really built. A lot of times, and when it's animated, especially, he's shown as a lengthy dude.
Yeah, but you also got other characters, too, as joining. You can have Muhammad Ali or anything like that.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. So we are wrong. We are wrong. So I am wrong, specifically.
Mike Tyson is 5'11".
So Joker is 6 foot and 200 pounds. Mike Tyson, height and weight.
Oh, but
he's 220. So he does have the weight advantage, and that's muscle.
Muhammad Ali, I mean...
You want to throw in Muhammad Ali, too, since he has weapons?
Not really, because...
Right.
I feel Mike Tyson... If it was in a ring, but no weapons, it would obviously be Mike Tyson. But as a street, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
The streets are tough.
And I just want to give a little disclaimer to everybody listening on Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. These are fictional characters. We do not condone any fight at all. Unless it is, like, actually prepared, like Mike Tyson would do. But it's got to be consensual. You got to do it through the legal system. You got to say, hey, I want to box you. Don't go out beating people up, okay?
Yes.
We're talking about Superman here. You can't fly. Don't do anything shown here. I just want to give that as a disclaimer. We're not encouraging youth to fight. We're encouraging youth to watch cartoons that they like.
Mm-hmm.
So with that little disclaimer being said, we have... Ooh.
Superman again.
No. That's Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Let's talk about Spider-Man's abilities.
Do you want to, like, he has a new suit, too. Mm.
You
want to
give him the new suit?
Well, he does have a new suit, like, and, like, the, I think it's Endgame or, what was it? It was, like, Endgame, but they didn't have a group or anything like that, so.
Right.
Spider-Man did have a, he has, it's kind of like, he's like a, I mean, he is Spider-Man, but,
take him with this. You don't know him. I don't know him. So.
He has things on his back. It's like spider legs, but it's also weapons, so he can, let's see, like, he can mostly, he can Ooh. Hold into things, and he has, webs, so he can probably shoot you with the webs, and...
Spider-Man versus Raven. So this is a completely generated wheel. Randomly generated, sorry. Misspoke. But we're not picking who's fighting, but we're picking who's going to win. We're going to say our opinions, specifically our youth. I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with a nice youth who goes to Clubhouse here.
A.K.A. JP.
And would you like to describe what Clubhouse is? I like to kind of call it kind of like a community center. It's not officially one. It's called a drop-in center, but yeah. Would you like to tell us what we have?
We have TV, free food. If like, maybe like you go to school and then like when you're done with school, you can stop by here, hang out with Noah, who's our host. Very cool. He will talk about mostly Dragon Ball Z, Goku, Vegeta, or anything like that. You can go on, like, you can go to movie theaters, Six Flags, or anything like that. You can go to, like, the mall when you plan it.
And this is all funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. Big shout out to them. You could even come on radio with us. You could literally do radio with us. I just want to say that. And we are located in Catskill on 455 Main Street and in Hudson on 11 Warren Street. We got one for both counties. There's some a little bit further out, but since our channel broadcasts to Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, we're going to focus on Catskill and Hudson.
It's going
to
be like 20 minutes away, about 30, 25.
And we already have 10 minutes left in the show. How time flies. Yeah, it's 6:50.
Damn.
So with that being said, would you like to spin the wheel?
Yep.
This button right
See
here.
See if it works quick.
This one. Oh. There we go. So...
see who we got.
You know Steven Universe?
I do. He's from a cartoon, actually. It's funny.
Perfect.
I don't really watch him that much, though.
Want to do a different one?
If you want to.
Okay. So, that's the beauty about this wheel. If we get something that isn't the best, we can just do a nice respin. Ooh. Did you watch Adventure Time?
Nope. Okay.
So, Finn and Jay from Adventure Time. Shout out to Adventure Time, but we gotta make sure we get one that everybody knows.
Robin.
Robin?
Ooh, wait, did you bring all the,
Yeah, I got all the Teen Titans.
I used to watch that when I was younger, man. Probably like my favorite. They never changed.
Who's your favorite character?
Cyborg.
So. We're gonna do Robin versus Cyborg then.
Obviously Cyborg.
You really think so?
What does Robin have and what Cyborg doesn't?
I mean, good point. You kind of have a good point. I can't refute that. So with that being said,
Cyborg
wins. And now we're gonna do Beast Boy versus... We already got him.
Thanos? No, we didn't. We never got Thanos.
Oh, no, we didn't get Thanos.
Beast Boy and Thanos? Obviously Thanos. He doesn't create the universe, but he can...
Yeah, he's strong.
He can hold every planet with his fingers.
Yeah.
He can, like, probably erase half of the people in the world with his fingers.
So, since he has kind of got an army, too, we're going to make it a little bit more fair. We're going to do Thanos versus all of the Teen Titans.
All the Teen Titans? It's still Thanos. I mean, he's a lot bigger, stronger, create universe, like, and he can, like, have planets thrown at him.
Yeah, that's a very good point. So, with there being 8 minutes left in the show, we're gonna play you into a song. Would you like to play any music?
Anything for you. You're the host.
Okay, so we're gonna go into a little bit song. A little bit of a song, you know, Friday Jitters, you know, it's been a long day. I just want to say shout out to Friday.
Shout out to next Friday, too.
Yeah, although that one might be rainy.
It's going to be my birthday, though.
Yeah. You know, you want to do something for Clubhouse? You want to do a little celebration here? It doesn't have to be on the day. You could have, like, a party. We could get you a cake.
I can do that.
So, you know, I just want to say Clubhouse is super cool. We have some youth right here. I'm also a youth. I'm only 17. I'm not afraid to say that because Clubhouse is so awesome for giving me the resource to run this show by myself and have youth on.
I'm 11 too, so I'm pretty young to do broadcast.
So we're getting like these kids some career options early. We have food. We have snacks. You can go on the radio if you would like. And, you know, if you want to have a birthday party, we could do that too, since, you know, his birthday is coming up this Friday. That's pretty cool.
Next Friday.
Thank you. Sorry. I know I said something wrong. I corrected myself, or I was trying to, but thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And just so everybody knows, you know, I want to make sure you know too, this is his first time doing it, and he's awesome. He's awesome at it.
Thank you.
I didn't do this at 12. I did this older, and I was also super, super scared. So the fact that he can get on, I just want to say, if you're at home, if you're listening in your car, if you're living your life, just take a minute to appreciate him coming on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. And with that being said, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. So, you're in your car, or you're at home. You might be making a burrito. I don't know if you're making a burrito in your microwave. Yeah, in your microwave. You can see in the microwave time, it's 6:53.
Yes.
And if you're driving and you can't look at the time, stay on the road, you know, stay.
Pay attention to the road.
Thank you.
Don't go on your phone.
Exactly. We'll tell you the time for you. It's 6:54. And we have 6 minutes left, so we're going to use it to talk about the sports season in our schools. We're broadcasting to Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, and we're going to be talking about some Catskill schools. How has Catskill sports been?
Say what sport?
Oh, I mean, sorry, I should have clarified. See, my brain is, the audience doesn't know this. See, look how professional he is. We're going to, or a lot of Clubhouse is going to a football game. So my mind is on football just because there's so much talking.
Today, actually,
Yeah. So that's why my brain kind of just associated sports with football immediately. American football, by the way, but you're in America. We're not broadcasting to Britain unless on the website. And if you're listening from Britain, shout out to you. You know, if you could say anything to youth that would have a chance to but are scared, what would you say?
About sports or just
anything?
Well, if you're scared about anything, like probably maybe like a talent show or broadcasting or playing
perfect
sports,
example.
Just don't be scared. It's the number one thing. Just don't be scared. Be positive.
Mm-hmm.
Never be negative.
I really like that, words to follow by. There's this thing too, it's called manifestation. I'm going to explain it to you a little bit shortly here, but it's if you expect a bunch of negative things to happen, you're going to be focusing on only the negative, and you can't pay attention to the positive things. Yeah,
and I want to say one thing. We did have a modified game yesterday. We kind of lost. Shout out to my boy Jaden. He's currently in the hospital right now.
Ooh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I
hope he gets better soon.
Thank you. He got trucked by a 250-pound kid, probably 5'8", that's messed up.
I'm sorry.
His upper back is probably broken.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
And there's this one kid from the other team that we played against. We played against Chatham, one of the best teams from last year.
Mm-hmm.
This kid from the other team, he stood up and then fell right back down. His legs Ooh. Weren't working. He couldn't do anything. We had to stay there probably about like five minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably like one of the worst games to ever imagine. One
I'm
of our quarterbacks, his collarbone is messed up.
I want to say, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm not discrediting anything anybody went through. I'm so sorry they have their own struggles. But I also want to say there is a positive in the negative, because even every loss is a learning experience. Let's talk about something I was bad at, for example. You can share too if you would like. I could understand you don't want to share something you're bad at too. That's totally fine.
I mean, I can share anything. I was bad at baseball at the first part.
Exactly.
Even my own coach, I was playing Little League. I don't know why, but I was playing Little League. I couldn't pitch. I couldn't hit or anything. But then, like, in a few games, I got better at pitching and hitting. Pitching, I was probably one of the best teammates at pitching. I never kind of messed up. Probably strike out 6 people. Football, I was pretty bad at too. But then when I got used to it, I started setting up my own cone since I was 4.
Exactly. So every loss you have, those of you listening at home, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Cat Gillen Hudson. And I am joined with
AKA JB, AKA Jerome, or and LJ.
We're gonna play into a song, unless you have anything else you want to talk about.
Mm-mm.
No, you're good?
Just let people enjoy life.
I love that. So I want to give a big shout out to our youth here. This is his first time ever doing radio. He's a natural, you know. But before I make his head a little too big here, we're gonna go into a K-Flock song, because I heard you play some K-Flock earlier. You picked out a good K-Flock. I know you like him, so I'm going to pick out some music you like.
Yep, we got 2 minutes left, too.
And that's a 2-minute song.
Oh, perfect.
Welcome to the
Descent. These ads.
La, 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 la.
You don't want to hear these.
Exactly. No free advertisement. The only people that get advertisement is wavefarm.org for hosting us on 90.7 FM. And the clubhouse itself, which is funded by Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. And with that being said, we are going to be playing to you into a song loved by a lot of people at our clubhouse. A lot of people like K-Flock here. And our youth picked out K-Flock as an artist earlier. So yeah, without further ado.
Pen on the oppas. I'm a 300, that's just some flockers. Like who hotter? Top shotters. Hoodied up, dread down like a roster. I'ma stay hang out the beach on a flock em. Pop em, cowboy. Everything out there, we gon' hop em. Dory hop out with the China chopper. Fuck with Brody, we spit for a week. Slava K only spit for a V's. Got a little thotted out holding my beam. That little boo got left in a V. Slava 2 shots, it's like 30 each. I've been feeding the itch and then catch a watch it. And if he bunny, I'm being left on the scene. Nasty up, cracked on his 300 DOA blow for the gods. I'm on goal for the gods. Smoke all with the gods. I hang out the view with the pole, let it fly. They keep dissing like I ain't get back, don't know why. I'm GBG, what are you there, what am I? Talk on Nazi and Barry, you must wanna die. Talk on J-Rip and Dex, what happened to? We don't mention that, but who got trust in his eye? Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. I'm with the fly, cause I bet she get naked. Walk with the Migos, that ain't no chasing. Like, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. I'm with the fly, cause I bet she get naked. Sure that she buggin', she want me to spank it. Like,
you on hot, I'm on hot too. I pull up to your window like drive through. Come get shot with bullets, no bridle. Put a tag in your head, I could buy you. Like, huh? Like, what? None of these tough. I'm with the and they give me a rush. Shorty be look at this, she got a crush. I'm about to step up, I'ma stop out. All of my eyes get mixed with the robber. Bro, said she was gonna touch me. Like, what? She lying, Kuna Matata. All the bros not up and I boom for him. All the eyes for heaven got room for him. Everything dead, nothing is friendly. Up in my Prada, up in Balenci. She thinking, know that I'm sanctioned. You crazy, I'm retarded. You okay? Sign is wrong. Try to pay me, you know I perform.
Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. I'm with the fly, cause I bet she get naked. Walk with the Migos, that ain't no chasing. Like, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. I'm with the fly, cause I bet she get naked. Sure that she buggin', she want me to spank it. Like,
take your body like a bandit dancer.